living longer and staying healthier. It's Healthy Talk with Dr. Michael Smith, MD. Here's your host, Dr. Mike.
All right. So let me ask a question. Can stress make you fat? Or let me ask it this way. Can stress in your life actually impact the size of your waist? Now listen, before you start thinking that I'm just trying to find another excuse for failing to eat right and exercise, I want to first explore with everybody this true connection. Okay, I'm going to prove to you that there's a connection between stress and body fat. Once we do that and understand that connection, we can then offer some suggestions besides trying to get rid of some of that stress in our life. We can offer some nutrient suggestions to help counter that connection, to help block or inhibit that stress to body fat connection. So I'm going to take you back, let's say 10,000 years, and you're on the North African plain and you are hunting and gathering food. Well, back then, there was a good chance you could become food. So you're hunting, you're doing your thing, you're looking for food, and all of a sudden, boom, a lion pops up and you're on his menu. That, I think, we would consider an acute stressor, way more than most of us ever deal with today. So what happens in the body when that lion popped up like that? Well, it's called the acute stress response. And by the way, the body has a stress response that is exactly the same for whether the stress is perceived, real, acute, chronic, it doesn't matter. The body, in response to that lion, is going to release the stress hormone called cortisol. Now, cortisol has a bunch of different effects in the human body. And one that we're going to focus on today is the mobilization of sugar that happens when cortisol floods your bloodstream when that lion pops up. Why does that happen? Well, it's pretty simple. Sugar is an immediate energy source. Yeah, your heart, your muscles, your brain, you know, you gotta do something quick so you don't get eaten. So you either gotta run, fight, whatever it is, you gotta think about things really quickly. So you need a lot of energy. So cortisol causes sugar to dump into your bloodstream. And it can do that through the liver and different mechanisms. And we'll get into that in a moment. Now, 10,000 years ago, the lion pops up, cortisol is released, sugar is mobilized. You use that sugar as energy, fight, run, whatever it is you do. But the good news is, in this case, you survive this time. The lion's gone. The stressor is gone. The sugar was used up, right, for your heart, your brain, your muscles. Cortisol drops back down to normal, and everything returns to a normal physiological state. That's the stress response in humans. But the issue today is not lions, obviously, right? The issue today is not chronic stressors, but instead is chronic stress. You know, it's like the, you know, we have so much information at our hands. It's the 24-hour information culture. Go, 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 go. And instead of releasing cortisol on occasion, like when the lion pops up, we now are saturated with it. There's a constant flooding of our bloodstream with cortisol, which means sugar is always being mobilized. And let's be honest, most of the stress we deal with, I know for me, it's sitting here at my desk, getting ready to do a radio show, or it's dealing with a boss or a family member, kids, homework, whatever it is. We're not really burning that sugar that's being mobilized. And guess what? Sugar is never wasted. It doesn't just float out of your bloodstream. That sugar is going to be packaged up. It's going to be stored away for a future stressor. Now, some of it will be stored away as glycogen, that's the sugar storage, but that's very limited in the body. Most of that sugar that was mobilized because of the stressor is going to eventually become fat. And there you have it. There is the stress, cortisol, sugar, body fat connection. It is a true physiological reaction between perceived stress, real stress, and gaining weight. So the answer to the question, can stress make you fat? Yeah, it sure can, and it's usually through that sugar turning into fat reaction. So what are we going to do about this? Hopefully, I've convinced you that this is a real thing. For those of you who deal with a lot of chronic stress and weight, I didn't really have to convince you probably that much. But it is true. So what are we going to do? Well, obviously, we have to reduce stress, right? We need to exercise more, burn off some of that cortisol. Also, what comes along with the stress are the adrenalines, the epinephrines. We got to burn that kind of stuff. Other things you can do, simple things. At 7 o'clock every night, do your best to turn off the cell phones. Back away from the computer. No, how about this? No email, no social media past 7 p.m. Can you do that? That really will help out a lot. As a matter of fact, studies have shown that checking email, say 9, 10 o'clock at night before you go to bed, is like drinking a cup of coffee. It's like a caffeine stimulant. But what else can we do? Well, there's three things we want to talk about briefly here. Number one, we want to lower cortisol in your bloodstream. Number two, we want to manage that sugar that has been mobilized better. We want to burn it away better. And number three, we want to take what I think are calming herbs that help us to deal with chronic stress. So let's look at ways we can lower cortisol better. The best thing you can do here, cortisol comes from the adrenal glands when you have that stress, that chronic stress. There's another hormone that you can take. It's called DHEA. And when you take it as a supplement form, it inhibits the release of cortisol from the adrenal glands. Now, the best thing to do is to get a blood test first. You want to know what your level is of DHEA because that's going to dictate how much you should take. Now, we like men to have around about 300 as a number, 300 amount of DHEA in your blood, and for women about 200. And based on that blood level, wherever you're at, let's say, you know, men, we want 300, but you take a blood test and you're at 150. That's about half where you need to be. I would suggest a dose of maybe 100 milligrams of DHEA. So the dose that you're going to take is really based on that blood level and where you fall with that optimal range. But here's the good news. You take DHEA, it can actually lower cortisol by up to 20 to 25%. That means less sugar mobilization. Less sugar mobilization, well, that's a good thing because that's less fat down the line. So that's the first thing. We want to lower cortisol levels. What about managing the sugar better? You know, sugar is not only coming in through dietary sources, it's also coming from your own body. Believe it or not, the liver can produce sugar in response to a stressor. As a matter of fact, cortisol's effects when it comes to mobilizing sugar for an immediate energy is really working on the liver to produce sugar. So we want to do things that affect that liver production of sugar. And the first thing I want to talk about is green coffee bean extract. I know that's been in commercials, you're reading about it more and more in the industry magazines. Green coffee beans contain a potent antioxidant called chlorogenic acid. It blocks an enzyme called glucose-6-phosphatase. So that means when the liver tries to make sugar by blocking glucose-6-phosphatase, it can't. So that's less sugar from the liver, and that means there's going to be less sugar mobilization and less chance for that to turn into fat. Another suggestion would be Ervingia gabonensis. That is the African mango extract. It blocks a different enzyme that's responsible for turning the sugar into fat. It's called glycerol 3-phosphodiesterase. That enzyme is what allows that sugar to become fat when you don't use it with chronic stress. So green coffee bean with chlorogenic acid and Ervingia will block the glycerol 3-phosphodiesterase, and that means less sugar into fat. So you're managing the sugar better, and you're controlling how much of it turns into that body fat with the chronic stress that a lot of us are dealing with. Also, we tend to crave sugars a lot when we're stressed. You might consider saffron extract. Saffron is a wonderful spice that adds a lot of flavor to food that will decrease sugar craving. So there are some suggestions for managing sugar. Don't forget about calming herbs, though. These are called adaptogens, like American ginseng, lemon balm, theanine from green tea. Those are all really good suggestions. So yes, you can get fat from stress. This is Healthy Talk Radio on Radio MD. I'm Dr. Mike. Stay well.